he started raising hogs about 20 years ago out on Two and a Half Springs Road. And about 10 years ago, we expanded our hog operation to about 40 fowls to make feasible our slaughterhouse operation, which we had to have in order to market any meat.
That was Don McKee, operator of a family-owned 300-head pork production farm located on Two and a Half Springs Road. And I'm Karen Sedzo, Director of Public Affairs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, with this week's edition of University Focus. Don and Dr. Fred Husby, Associate Professor of Animal Science at the University of Alaska's Agricultural Experiment Station, have been involved in a project that indicates a profitable relationship between the agricultural and fishing industries of the state. Don's hogs are presently being fed a barley fish crab meal ration, developed by Fred as a protein supplement to replace costly soybean meal, which had to be imported from the lower 48 up until recently. We discussed the project earlier in the week.
Shortly after I arrived in 1975, I went out to visit with Don, as he was at that time and still is the major swine producer in the state. And during the course of our conversation, he mentioned that the Department of Commerce and Economic Development had approached him about trying a new product that was being put out in the state by the state fishing industry, a crab meal. Well, the state fishing industry had started to process crab and fish waste at three locations in the state to meet the Environmental Protection Agency effluent guidelines in accordance with the 1972 Federal Water Quality Control Act. One, to meet the guidelines, and two, to produce a product to sell to the outside. Crab meals up to this point in time had had very little research conducted on them as protein supplements for livestock feed. And the only paper that we could locate previous research was a 1946 article that said they were completely unpalatable to livestock. So we saw some reluctance within the farming community to include these in their rations without some database to go on, and that the seafood waste processors that were producing the meal were having a difficult time marketing these meals through Seattle because of also a lack of data to provide the feed dealers in the state of Washington.
Well, Don, you've been using this feed now for nearly a year. What kinds of results are you getting? Are there any differences in the animals? Is the taste of the meat any different than when you're using soybean?
No, our animals are doing real well on it. The rate of gain is comparable to the other ration. Just the palatability of the ration is good from the little pigs on up. And we just butchered a group of our pigs that were raised on this ration, and the yield on the carcass is real good. It's outstanding, I would say.
Well, Fred, what is the significance of the meal that's being used? And secondly, what might the future be for further use of the meal?
Okay, as Don mentioned earlier, most of the feed ingredients, both the energy source, which would be cereal grains, and the protein supplement, had to be imported from the outside, or the lower 48, to formulate livestock rations. With the advent of the Delta Barley Project, we have our own energy source now to replace imported corn or cereal grains. With fish meals, we can replace the soybean meal at a much reduced cost because it's an in-state product than with any other type of substitute protein supplement, so that the resulting effect is approximately about $1.40 reduced cost per 100 pounds of swine ration by substituting a crab fish meal replacement for soybean on a 100-pound basis.
Fred Husby has been with the university since 1975, and Don McKee is president of McKee, Inc. This weekend is the last to see Two for the Seesaw, a UA Drama Workshop production. The play will be presented at 8:15 each night. Movies in the concert hall on Friday and Saturday are Amityville Horror and Psycho. And the Lady Nanook will be challenged by UAA in basketball action. Game time is 8 p.m. in the Patty Gym. A Norwegian doll collection can be seen in the Wood Center Mall every day, all day, throughout the month of March. I'm Karen Sedzo, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow, today.
University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.